Audible Visions. Drama.
At the abandoned recruitment base, Mistress Verney, Bryony Maybeck and the Cyclone team now encounter a belligerent entity with the power of mind control. And it's taken a rather keen fancy to Telford.
The Freedom Factory. Part 2.
How is she? This Ellis woman?
Dr. Christa says she's stable.
Not surprised with the amount of suppressant she's pumped into her.
A bit dodgy, if you ask me.
Dr. Christa!
Still here?
Of course. Look, we really need to get you all to the ships now. Get you back to our outpost to Parapet. Some of you can travel with us, if that helps. Our scout ship has been modified for extra personnel, so...
Maybe if you'd gotten here a few days ago, I'd agree. But things are on the move now. I meant it when I said about contagion. You're not safe here.
Contagion and a monster.
Look, I think you'd best, make your way out.
We can't do that. We're here to help. Don't you understand? Look, you need to tell us what's happened.
Okay, here it is. Dagon Institute, the labor camp as it was, became a research place studying improvements to the life cycling procedure.
So it was a Genorg facility, not just a labor camp?
Actually, no, and neither was it, strictly speaking, Kortops.
Well, that's impossible. That would make it...
rather unorthodox, yes. Unconventional.
But it was a correctional facility.
It was, at one time, but as you know, the whole LOSCO system had been mined out, emptied of anything of value, and bit by bit, the agency withdrew until there really wasn't any staff left to do the work. Uh-huh. No enforcement officers.
But someone carried it on. The research?
Let's just say they changed the direction of the research.
Mm. So, what aspect of life cycling was being tested?
Mind transfer. Mm. The ability to store the contents of a mind, a brain, and load it into another vessel.
Mm. The agency seemed to have that pretty much sewn up already. What's left to research?
When it comes to Kortops agents, yes. But...
but what about the women? Yeah, I see.
Exactly. A former inmate, known as Katie Sapellas, headed this inquiry. She was on the high-risk roster, top 5 for over a year. I don't know how it all started, but I remember hearing that she'd gotten herself involved in some special trials.
Oh.
And became not only their chief guinea pig, but a lead researcher. It wasn't long before the remaining agents regretted this decision.
Oh.
I remember when we heard that she'd fought back and was, taking control of the facility's blanking room. She lured one of the guards in, tied him down, and fried his mind, wiped it.
No! No! No, don't do it! Katie!
Then she began to experiment on herself.
Shit. She tried to load her mind into his brain.
She almost succeeded.
But the murderer said...
that the process is incompatible with women? Yes, the murderers say a lot of things.
So, what happened?
Well, unknown to her, it seemed that the instrumentation had extra failsafes that Katie Sapellis had not anticipated. Her mind was not fully transferred. Some of it was locked within a temporary buffer.
Her mind was locked inside a computer?
Maybe not all of it, perhaps just an impression. An outline of what she once was. But enough. Enough for it to think for itself.
Wow.
Oh my god. Really?
We became aware of something overriding our systems on Dagon, reaching out, cordoning off the facility, singling out the remaining guards, suffocating them, freezing them, and before we knew it, the station was ours for the taking.
This doesn't sound real.
For a while, we remained on the station incarcerated, or so we thought, scared of what Katie, the mind of Katie, would do next. But we pulled ourselves together and formed a pact to reach safety and share our knowledge about this research. When it was finally decided to leave, I went to the computer terminal where Katie's memories were said to be held. Something else was not right. People started. Started hallucinating, seeing memories that were not their own. Sometimes terrible things, I mean. We've all experienced some brutality from the agency, but this was like experiencing a dozen lifetimes of pain and hurt and cruelty and...
You felt it too?
Something to do with the mind transference?
It had to have been. We knew we needed help, so we took what we could and came here. Everything was fine here for the first week. Setting up the systems, recuperation base and such, and we thought we'd escaped it, and then there was a power surge.
Shit!
What the hell is that?
Ellis! That was Ellis!
She's convulsing! Mistress Verney! Medipack!
Hold her down!
Angel with dead eyes!
Hold her!
My putrefying corpse! I am alive inside you!
What is this?
Oh shit! Look, go easy!
Memories, but not hers!
What does that mean?
That's it. That's it.
Look, you can't keep on doing this, okay? We've got to get these women to safety.
As I said, it's too late. This isn't going to end. You need to leave.
I can't leave these people.
Mistress Fernie's right. These people need help. Let us help them.
It's contagious. These memories spread from person to person. It circulated through the facility in a matter of days, and I see no reason why you should be immune to it. You are not safe here.
Yes. Yes, I understand.
How many are here?
20 here. 60 back on the station.
This really isn't good.
And the same thing is still happening there.
I don't know. I don't know what Katie is doing. When I went to her, the computer, she...
What?
She crammed my head full of these insane thoughts. I...
Free me. Free me. Free me. Mom.
That's...
Mistress Verney? What's up? You've gone so white. Why has she turned to you?
I'm so tired.
Mistress Verney!
Mom, please. Oh. Can you do something?
What the hell was that? Mistress?
That was my memory. That was Nisha. I'm sure of it.
Your daughter, Nisha?
Yes. Yes, those are the words she used when she begged for me to... Evgeny? Evgeny, are you there?
Hello. Yep, we're still here. Radio silence as promised.
We've got something strange going on here.
I wouldn't expect it any other way.
Possibly contagion, similarities to Regisiana. I don't know what else to call it. I'm not sure how to handle this, but we may need to leave soon without the refugees.
You can't!
Oh, just, Amy, we may not have a choice. Hmm? Do you understand? We don't know what this is. This Ellis girl, she picked up a memory from me, and I don't know how, but it means that we may be affected, so...
Affected or infected?
That's a very good question. Amy, you're our medic here. I need you to get working on this, but hurry, please, because... As soon as I give the order to pull anchor, we're going to need an idea of what it is we've got here. All right?
You got it, mistress. I mean, I'm on it.
Go.
They did say monster, didn't they?
Yeah, that's what Dr. Christa said. Oh, well, something large and hungry. I think it was Bryony that actually used the M-word. Hi, are you... Monster hunting, Telford?
Bryony loaned me her big boom boom.
Oh,
well,
lovely.
There's no evidence of anything hungry here, except my belly grumbling. Did any of the women mention anything about something physical we should be looking out for?
Look, it may just be linked to this memory thing. Ellis is consumed by them, and Bryony is talking to one of the others who's recounting stories that aren't hers.
Aren't her what?
Memory. Telford,
are you not listening? Seriously, pay attention. Everything about our recent encounters seems familiar, as though connected somehow. Now, I'm going to need you focused, or I'll start to think you've gone all Warren Kidder on me.
Who?
You really need to start reading my reports, young man.
Sorry, a bit distracted. So, maybe not an actual monster then? Can you pipe to Evgeny?
Yes, can't you? Telford?
Single channel.
Okay. Hold on, I'll... Sorry, it's single channel as well. I'll cut off for a bit so you can talk with him.
Okay.
Was that Telford?
Yes, he's still looking around. I think he may have found something. He's just getting some information from the ship.
You okay?
Yes, thank you, Bryony. I think so. Just not sure what to do.
All we can do. Yeah. Just make sure the facility is safe and bring in more help. At least there's no children.
No children. So much for a recruitment mission.
We're doing all right. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Fine.
And that's it?
Yeah. Beyond that, there's a small outdoor hydroponics tent. And... Okay, those beacons are making sense now.
What do you got?
Slightly scrambled signals, but each one is borrowing data from the previous one. Some of them have swapped positions. Well, rotated positions.
Wait. There's data swapped within the beacons.
Looks like it.
Who's doing that? What, are they using the beacons as a storage device? What's the data?
I really don't know.
Okay. Well, Georgina and Bryony are gonna need to know that. Sounds important. I just want to... Shit!
What's up, Toto?
Seen someone. Shadow. At the end of the gym.
Get some backup, Toto, to cheer.
Okay, signing off. Back in a bit.
Huh? And that gives you food for what, a month?
A month and 5 days, if we're frugal.
Okay, so what about meds? You can't keep using suppressants.
Too bloody true.
You're right, we can't, but only because we'll run out. Sandra, you've not met her yet, but she started hallucinating. And Beryl Haneke is getting jittery. By the time you come back, you'll be walking into a madhouse.
God, there's got to be another way. I mean, how come you're holding up?
You think I'm holding up?
Considerably more than some of the others here.
Okay. Yeah, so, there's a reason for that. You see...
Telford.
I found one.
What? A monster?
Refugee. She's right in front of me, and...
The image of the mother is the core of one.
Just listen.
The core of one is the image of the other. The image of the mother is the core of one, and the core of one is the image of the other. The image of the mother is the core of one, and the core of one is the image of the other.
It's
the image of the
Mari.
Mother is the core of one, and the core of one is the image of the other.
Mari Straven.
The image of the mother is the core of one, and the core of
Keep
one
her there.
Is the image of the other. The image of the mother is the core of one.
She was doing so well.
The image of the other. The image of
Telford, do you hear that?
I'll try.
The image of the mother is the core of one, and the core of one is the image of the other.
Right?
The image of the mother
We're here to help. You could be suffering from some sort of toxin in the... I don't know. That's Amy's thing. Look, I...
Don't think I don't see you. I see you outside and in. And I can be alive inside of you.
Mistress?
Telford.
Mistress, she's going a bit... innuendo on me.
Tell him to back away.
Telford?
She's coming towards me. She's...
Telford?
Outside and in. Outside and in. Bestow your voice to me.
Telford, get away from her. Get away from her now.
Let her speak and join you and I. Telford, breathe.
Telford!
Telford!
Something...
Get away, Telford!
I know your mind. I know your thoughts. I know your plans and dreams because that's my mind now.
Oh my God!
Hurry, come on.
What's going on?
Bryony, drop that. Come on, we've got to go. It's Telford. Telford! Evgeny!
Misha and I are getting close here. What's happening now?
Where was Telford when you spoke to him?
The gym.
Okay. I don't think I'll be needing the gym ever again after this. Jesus! What was that?
Electrical spike. Just had a power surge.
Did you say power surge?
From one of the ceramic beacons. No, wait. From all of them. Are you there yet?
Evgeny?
Okay. Oh, we're close. The lights are getting dimmer again. Telford! Telford! Shit, it's dark.
Mari! Mari, where are you?
Mistress Burney? Is Amy here?
Amy? Amy, what is it?
I'm back in the infirmary. That power spike has dawned something. There's been a change. Hard to discern. They're all talking. They're all saying the same thing. It's as though they can see you. Can you hear that? They're saying...
Amy.
This is bad. This is really bad.
core of one and the core...
Get down! Telford! Mistress? What? You brought another. Do it, Bryony.
Mistress, what's happening?
Telford! Telford, it's us! Telford!
Bernie, I see you outside and in.
Telford!
You're not meant to be part of us. I am! I've chosen me! We all shall live as one. You can't stop us!
What? No.
Can't stop us!
Telford!
In part two of The Freedom Factory, written by Graham David Richards, Sarah Golding was Georgina Verney, with Penny Scott Andrews as Bryony Maybeck, Lydia Sullivan as Amy Chadwick, Greg Tariloff as Evgeny, Max Marshall as Telford Bream, Tanya Wheelock as Ellis Ardle, Sarah Nightingale as Mary Straven, Scott Wilkins as John, and Karen Heimdall as Dr. Mia Krista. The music was especially composed and performed by Sophie Rose, with additional sound design by Tap Dancer. With thanks to Matthew Exel, Patricia Dawn Richards, Fiona Thrail, Sophie Methuen Turner, Kelly Jones, Hem Brewster, and Julia Eve. Cyclone is produced and published by Audible Visions with Channel House Entertainment and Monument Studios. Copyright 2023.
And this Cyclone adventure continues next week.